This podcast is sponsored by Feedback Frontier. Elevate your book's credibility with $50 editorial reviews and boost your traffic. Choose audio reviews for an added touch. Visit feedbackfrontier.com today.
How podcasts are changing the way authors get book reviews. Discover how podcasts offer authors a fresh and engaging way to get book reviews beyond traditional book review sites and blogs. Bringing book reviews to life through podcast. Hey, so I wanted to chat with you about something pretty cool I've been noticing lately. Podcasts that focus purely on book review generation. You know how authors constantly search for new ways to promote their work, get honest feedback, and create buzz? Well, podcasts are stepping up as a fresh, engaging format to do just that. Now, think about the traditional routes: book review sites, free book reviews, book review blogs, and even the whole process of book review submission. They're all valuable, but can sometimes feel a bit static or impersonal. When authors send off their books to book review services, the feedback is great, but it's typically text-based and kind of tucked away on some website or blog. That's where podcasts change the game. Imagine this: an author's book gets discussed in a fun, casual way, kind of like you're just hanging out with a friend and talking about a shared reading experience. You hear the pros and cons, the highlights, and maybe some unexpected insights. This format doesn't just give a review, it builds a connection. It's storytelling about storytelling. Podcasts create an intimate, conversational space for book reviews. Listeners get to experience the review with personality and tone, not just dry text. Authors benefit from the organic reach and dedicated audiences these podcasts build. Plus, many podcasters have built communities that actively engage with each episode. That means your book isn't just tossed into the void. Listeners comment, discuss, and share. It's a real way to build word-of-mouth buzz. But you might wonder, how do you even get your book featured on a podcast? Is there a submission process like with book review sites or blogs? The answer is yes, but it's a bit more personal. Podcasters often appreciate when authors reach out directly and offer a copy of their book for review. Some also accept submissions through their websites or via social media. One great resource I'd recommend for authors looking to expand their reach with book reviews and podcast spots is Feedback Frontier. It's a platform designed to connect authors with real readers who provide honest feedback, and its network includes reviewers who use various formats, including podcasts, to share their thoughts. Imagine leveraging a service like Feedback Frontier to get initial readers and reviewers, then following up by pitching to book review blogs and podcasts. You're tapping into a multi-channel approach that maximizes your book's exposure while generating authentic, trustworthy critiques. Of course, free book reviews still hold value, but the podcast angle adds something extra, a human voice and emotion you just can't get the same way from a blog post. Some podcasters even invite authors on to talk about their work, making it a two-way conversation rather than just a review. That kind of dynamic can really boost an author's connection to their audience. So if you're an author wondering how to get your book reviewed beyond the usual suspects, I'd say don't overlook podcasts as a powerful tool. Whether you find shows dedicated to your genre or broader book review podcasts, there's an audience ready to listen, and reviewers ready to showcase your work in a fresh format. Remember, the goal is to be genuine and find the right fit. Authenticity shines through every review, whether it's on a blog, a review site, or your favorite podcast. And speaking of getting that genuine feedback, I highly recommend checking out Feedback Frontier. It's a great way to get your book reviewed today by real readers who care, all while building buzz that'll carry over into those exciting podcast conversations. So, bottom line, if you want to get your book out there in ways that feel alive and engaging, think beyond book review submission forms and explore the sound of modern reviews. Podcasts might be the missing link between your book and its next loyal fan.